SEO Extra.
I've been watching Stranger Things.
What episode are you on now?
Just finished number 6.
I'm halfway through episode 7, so it was like perfect.
There you go, dude. Oh, it's so good.
Isn't it?
Oh, like, such a good fucking show.
Travis works nights, and he got off at around 1 o'clock the night before, the night it came out. And he watched 6 episodes that night. So I texted him and was like, hey, how is it? He's like, I think it's better than the first season. Like,
oh, it is. It
definitely is. It definitely is. As I've started it really, really is.
Mrs. Vicious was out of town all week, so she got back last night. So I had to wait for her to get back to start it. Otherwise, dude, I would have watched it all. You know?
Oh, I tried. I really tried yesterday to watch it all. How many episodes is it?
9.
9. So, okay, I got 2.5 episodes left.
I mean, I've done that with Trailer Park Boys, where they'll put in a new season, and I'd get home from work on a Friday evening, and I would just watch that shit for, like, 12 hours or whatever.
Yeah. I've, Trailer Park Boys, Master of None with Aziz Ansari. I've fucking blown through that.
Me and the chick watched some of the season 1 of that show. I didn't like it.
No? Yeah. I'm sure it's a little bit of a acquired taste, I suppose, his comedy. I know a lot of people that don't even like his comedy, right? So,
no, yeah. I thought his last special sucked, but...
The show I really like. I'm not a huge fan of his comedy, but I thought the show was good. But Letterkenny is a Canadian show. If you like Trailer Park Boys, you would fucking love Letterkenny. I know you would. They're actually coming to town here in a few months. I can't fucking wait.
I'll have to check some of that out.
Like, if you watched it and you got Miss Vicious, because like they got all the Canadian stereotypes, like they got the natives, right? And then they've got the jocks, the hockey players, and then they've got the skis bag dope heads and the farm boys, and they all feud together. Yeah, great. One guy's name is Joint Boy because he smokes a joint while he fights.
I'd have to try to find it.
I would imagine you'd be able to find something on YouTube. They used to be a YouTube channel is how they started.
That's back in, like, way back in the day. I knew about Trailer Park Boys way before it hit here because I was friends with, you know, Canadians and shit from Xbox. So I think I first saw the Trailer Park Boys, like, dude, a long time ago when it was still in its early stages.
I remember when it first came out watching the pilot and dismissing it completely because it was all in black and white.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it again until, I don't know, season 4 or 5. And then I was hooked. I just fucking loved it.
Like, I've waited before on some shows like Breaking Bad. I never watched it until it was already over.
Oh, yeah.
And that show, like, holy shit, I got addicted to that show. Like, we would watch that for just fucking hours and hours on end.
Have I ever told you that I have watched all of Breaking Bad aside from the last episode, and it's been years?
Why didn't you watch the last one?
I was afraid that it was going to taint it because everything else was perfect. And then
you know how it is.
I've done a great job of staying away from it, even though I've never watched it.
Fucking spoiler alert, like 7 years later or so.
Because Lost did it to me. When I watched Lost and the last episode of Lost, oh, man, it's just like, oh, they're all dead? Really? Really? I watched 7 years of this fucking show to find out they actually all died?
Never seen Lost, but Stranger Things, I would put up there with one of my favorite television shows. I mean, it's still a TV show, I guess, at the end of the day, even though it's on Netflix. Ever, dude. Yep. It's so good.
I agree. I agree. Like, they nail 80s perfectly. Perfectly. Yeah. Like, I remember last season when I was watching it, and they brought up a band called Television, and I have never, ever heard anybody talk about Television, but I love the band Television from the 70s. Mm. And man, when they brought up that, I just lost my shit. It's just like, okay, no, I'm cool. This show is great.
I don't know about this being my drink of choice for the show.
What is it?
Some kind of a fucking fruity lemonade, but it's like sour as shit.
Oh, it's making you tart? Making your mouth
like,
a little dry?
So I gotta like try to do the show. And with, yeah, like... It hits those things in the back of your fucking cheeks, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh. No, man, I know. And then after a while, you start smoking the dope. Your mouth's going to go all dry.
Well, just that part. Yeah, the where in the world is... And I did like a weird, that where's that wrestler from? But I mean, Lance Levine said it properly. He's like, it should just be where in the world is Tyler Fudge? It's like, so if we just do the where in the world is Tyler Fudge? Or whatever, you know.
I'm cool with it, man. I'm cool.
You could take your voice from an
one
intro.
Of the intros.
Yeah. That went over, dude. Like I got good comments about that. Like I listened back to it, and it actually fucking it made me laugh all over again.
I talked about it in the last episode of the Federation, and
I haven't gotten there yet.
And I said to Travis, I was like, yeah, no, it's like I think I finally got it. Killian Dane's from Scotland, and I listened back to it, it was like, oh fuck, Killian Dane's from Ireland,
Northern Ireland.
If that guy fucking listens to that episode, he's gonna have a shit fit. It's been weeks, and I still can't get it.
Yeah, not only Ireland, but Northern Ireland, which have been, you know, they had a fucking crazy war for a long time.
I'll put it the same way as I put it last week. When these motherfuckers can tell me about Newfoundland, that's when I'll give a shit about your Northern and Southern Ireland. And I will put that in extra. Just so
there's nothing, there's really nothing about Newfoundland. Like, it was discovered by what, Leif Erikson?
No, it was discovered by a guy named John Cabot in...
John Cabot, right.
Yeah, and the cod was so thick, you can just put a bucket into the water and catch fish. Everybody went there. And then the Vikings actually originally found it, and they raped and pillaged everybody.
That's what I'm saying, Leif Erikson, man.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, they're actually who found it.
The ones who found everything.
Eminem got laid over there in 9/11. It made him come back for like four shows after. He liked it so much.
Really?
Snoop Dogg came one time and he bought 16 PlayStation 2s.
Okay, that's weird.
I know, right?
Okay, but I'm saying that's not on par with
all
a
the
religious
newfies.
War. A religious civil war in a country for like 100 years.
Most of the people that died on Vimy Ridge were from Newfoundland. They put Newfoundlanders in the front row.
It's like the old Ireland and Northern Ireland have been at war for this religious war. And your rebuttal is Snoop Dogg bought 14 fucking PS2s, dude.
Honestly, though, Newfoundland is actually a lot of direct descendants from Ireland. You'll find a lot of people from Newfoundland have an accent. And people call it a Newfie accent. There's a lot of heritage, actually, between Ireland and Newfoundland. I just don't care to know it.
Well, there you go.
I just can't find my grinder now.
What's that giant lake up in Newfoundland?
There isn't one.
There isn't one?
No, man. Giant squid. Bay? The biggest squid ever found was in Newfoundland. It was actually 15 minutes from my hometown. They had a monument up of it. And, like, the squid's eye is the size of, a dish, like a plate. Like, the thing is fucking huge. They got pictures of it. It washed up ashore. And the thing was 25 feet long.
That's fucking scary shit.
Oh, dude, it is. It is. Imagine there's shit like that in the ocean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Oh, dude, the ocean is, I mean, we know more about space than we know about the ocean.
Isn't that
at least,
ridiculous.
You know, within our own solar system.
There's trenches that's never been explored because it's so goddamn deep. Can you imagine what's in those trenches?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you imagine what lives way the fuck down there.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, it's not, like, the biggest trench in the world, but it is a big trench over around Newfoundland called the Grand Banks. It just drops. You go about 30 kilometers off the coast. And
what's the biggest one? It's with the Mariana Trench?
Mariana's Trench, yeah, that shitty fucking band. They should go find that trench and die.
I've never heard of the band.
Oh, it's a Canadian band, man. They are horrible. Actually, I'm going to show you. Since I can, I might as well show you how horrible Mariana's Trench is.
Why would you name your band that?
Because they're fucking losers.
Because you want it to be impossible for somebody to find your shit on Google. That's why bands I was in, like, okay, right, Omnipotent Belligerence or Stone Cloud Sunday, bands that, like, you put that in there, you're going to fucking find it. That's like the dumb shit too. Like people be like, "Oh, our podcast is called like the Armbar Podcast." Good luck, dude. Yeah,
good luck finding that, bud.
Yeah, good luck.
Can you hear
Type
it?
Type in soup. No.
Oh. Oh, that's weird. Oh, it's because I got the volume turned all the way down. Now you can hear it.
Holy fuck.
Isn't this the worst music you've ever heard in your life?
Okay.
Like fucking garbage.
That shit's like made for commercials, dude.
It is.
Like
it is.
Made for M&M's commercials and shit. Like I saw people drinking Cokes and shit listening to that. Who writes music like that? That's Canadian fucking, and not to say there's no happy American music because there is, but like Canadian shit is just like, who the fuck are these people, dude?
I know.
Like when the Bare Naked Ladies hit, it was like, who's this fucking happy? Like I've guess I've had some happy songs and bands I've been in, but they're more like, I don't know.
I like happy, music like, that sounds happy, but if you actually listen to it, it's fucking dark as shit. Because yeah. I do know. Like an upbeat tempo. I almost dismiss stuff if it's too slow for me because it kind of makes me sad. You know, I don't like listening to real dreary music because it brings my Uh-oh. Mood down.
Oh, I do.
Like I've got certain songs like there's a band called Bliss. I'll listen to those guys when I'm pretty sad. But other than that, I'm not gonna listen to them because like the whole album is just like drone. You know, like
I like this fucking band called Grief, and it's not just a clever name, dude. Their music is just like
grief stricken.
Fucking yeah.
I was listening to Joe Rogan. He had Tom DeLonge on.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
That guy's out of his
He has lost man. Every marble in his head.
I wonder if Joe knew that. Like, it seems like Joe didn't really know it. Because I saw some excerpts on YouTube. And I was like, did you not know? Because, like, I've been hearing for a while that he's off his fucking rocker.
Well, like, there was that one point in time where he leaves to go show Jamie a link on YouTube behind the wall. And he takes off his headphones, and he's just like, holy fuck. Joe is just like, god damn, what is this guy on? It's just like...
Oh, he says that into the mic?
Well, yeah, because, like, Tom can't hear him, right? It's just like, holy fuck, this is crazy. Right? It's just like, he's on every pain pill imaginable.
is he really?
That's why Blink-182 broke up the first time, because he was addicted to pain pills.
Well, and too, like, Rogan's on his sober October, so...
Yeah, yeah.
He's just like, hasn't smoked weed in 30 days. He's like, what the fuck's going on?
Joey Diaz was on yesterday. Fuck, I was listening to that this morning.
Was he smoking or what?
No, Joey Diaz probably was.
But... I had edibles. He probably had edibles.
Oh, fuck. Those 120 milligram edibles or whatever the fuck he does.
Oh, my God. You ever see some of the clips of that? It's like, look at that fucking Lee Syatt guy. Holy shit.
I don't think I've ever seen him. I've listened to him.
Oh, dude, his eyes are barely open. Like, he is as high as any motherfucker ever. Like, it's it's unbelievable. He can barely fucking function.
Nobody has ever been higher than you.
Yeah, some people talk, you know, if you want to talk about our show, and, you know, it's like nothing compared to those fucking guys. Because they're eating the shit, and that's like a whole other fucking bag of worms.
Turns into a psychedelic of sorts.
Yeah, it's... Somebody like me, I smoke. I'm a pro fucking smoker for a long, long time now. And I ate too much of a fucking Rice Krispie bar. And like, dude, I almost had to pull my car over and like lay down on the boulevard. I was like so fucked up, dude.
I love it. I made this thing called a firecracker once. And it's you roast weed until it gets to a certain temperature. And then you put it in with peanut butter and you put it between 2 graham crackers.
Mm.
Oh, dude, it's really good, and man, was I ever wrecked. Holy fuck. Good. And then THC pills, that's something else, too. That's fucking retarded. I thought I was bouncing up steps.
I like smoking the shit. I don't like really eating it. I'll eat a little bit of it, you know, but you got to be really careful. You eat a little, just a hair too much of that shit, and it's gonzo, man.
I think next time I go to a public setting, I might eat it. That might be dangerous, though, but fuck it, right? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Much better. I hurt a little bit. I took too much. Woo.
Oh, fuck. I'm excited to see throughout the show if you have other shit on the other special surprises on the soundboard.
No, I don't. I'm not gonna lie. No. Stranger Things killed that because that was my plan last night was to do that stuff and then I watched.
I don't blame you, dude.
Six episodes of Stranger Things.
Like I don't want to. That's why you're like, oh, it's gonna be later today. I'm like, because it was after right after I finished. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Another episode.
I'll watch more Stranger Things. Fuck it.
And where we ended is like fucking ridiculous.
I know exactly where you ended. Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking creature like pops up through the hole, and I'm like, oh. Every episode, it's like you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you did it to me again, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, this season is fucking so good.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't believe how good a fucking Riser is in that role.
Riser.
Yeah, as the doctor.
Oh, Paul Reiser, yes. When I seen Paul Reiser, I was like, fucking mad about you, baby.
Well, it's weird because he's a comedian, I guess. I never thought he ever did a single thing funny. But he's more of like a comedy actor, and I was like, oh, this is weird for him to play like this fucking evil asshole. And he did a really good job.
He is, yeah, I agree.
And fucking whatever Chubby McGee from Lord of the Rings and Rudy, whatever his name is, Paul. Paul Austin or Paulson?
You know he's the only one that took a flat rate for Lord of the Rings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and everybody else has just made bank, and he's just fucking poor as shit. He's just making just what the contract says, no royalties whatsoever.
I was saying to my chick, I'm like, why is this guy so fucking fat? She's like, look at you. Like, I'm like, yeah, well, I know I'm fucking fatter than him, but like, I'm not a fucking actor. I'm not an actor who was skinny and then like got fat.
Like, I've dude, that always has to be been taken, fat.
That has to be taken work from that guy.
Without a doubt.
You know? I guess his roles now is like middle-aged fucking dude, but...
Yeah, the goofy dad. Goofy stepdad is now his role.
Which is like the last you'll see of fucking Radio Shack.
I know.
A little side note on this, so... We were watching it, and like, I kept seeing Mrs. Butterworth in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I said to the chick, I'm like, dude, you think that? I bet you any money. They're like, oh, hey man, we see the show, we see you got a lot of waffles and shit going down in this show.
Lots of egos. Like, oh,
yeah, we want to get in on this action. I bet you any fucking money.
Imagine how much egos paid them to use. Egos
I don't think anything. Probably.
Oh yeah.
To start.
Without a doubt, it is. Without a, like, if you see, they're technically not allowed to put a logo into a movie unless the other place is okay with it.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're driving down the street and there's a McDonald's sign, they've caught, if McDonald's doesn't want to be a part of the movie, they'll take it out. Now, most times, if anything is emphasized, it's usually paid for, and the reason why that's being emphasized is because they paid for it. So, I would imagine Eggos pays them something.
You know, I thought that, but I mean, it probably could have been just a permission thing where they're like, hey, we want to use Eggo for this. And, you know, they were like, okay, you can, you know, who knows. But the syrup for sure seemed to me like, like, I wonder if they got any bank coming in on this.
I would imagine. I would, if something like Stranger Things, I would imagine they demand bank at least for the second season.
I still have Eggos in the fucking freezer. And I have no syrup, and I can't eat them. I got no, like, what am I going to put on these things? Nothing. I got shit.
You got to have syrup. You got to use it. You got to use syrup.
Yeah. So we were there at the store, and we go by there, and you know, I'm like, yeah, fuck, grab some waffles or whatever. My chick really, she likes Eggos almost as much as 11.
Dude, and I love Eggos. I fucking love. Do not buy me knockoff Eggos. I will spit them out.
So,
fuck that.
You know, they were like two for something. So I'm like, well, grab one, whatever, and grab me the wheat one. So I got like whole wheat and she got chocolate chip. And then when we were making them one morning and I looked at it, I'm like, dude, the chocolate chip ones will have like 10 more calories per fucking waffle than my shitty wheat ones. And I'm like, dude, when I get whole wheat waffles, I expect them to be fucking way more healthy than fucking 10 calories less than chocolate chip. Fuck.
Not a good chuckle of work. You know what I mean? You laugh, you burn that 10 calories off.
Yeah, I could have got fucking blueberry or something. God damn it.
I'm an original all the way. I don't want to see none of that shit in my waffles. I want just Eggos, original.
Well, I think I'd choose blueberry. I like that shit. All right, let's talk about wrestling.
SEO Extra.